first time I've seen, we actually got no food or drinks.
Oh, yeah, nothing.
Right. And
yeah, we got there, what time?
Grammy Awards for us, is that a 10? Or is what, 8-hour event?
We got there, so 1 o'clock, and we left at 8:30, so it's really a 7.5-hour event.
7.5-hour event, no food, and little Dasani waters. Now, usually it's open bar everywhere you look, and like...
Yeah, this Grammy was sponsored by AA.
Now, everything was moved around for normal years, so you don't necessarily believe what's going on or what security tells you. So we, like idiots, follow Dave Grohl. Right?
Yes,
like,
yes.
There's Dave Grohl. Let's follow Dave so we can cut through the red carpet and get to our seats. Now, little do we know that there's an outdoor thing going on, so we follow Dave Grohl outside of the venue to where we couldn't get back to get on the red carpet, and we just had to get in through the front door of Staples Center to get in, because we had no idea that they were playing an outdoor concert at the same time as the Grammys with Jason Bateman.
They always put David Grohl outside. Does he smell?
Well,
is he on TV? Same thing happened. Well, like he was playing at some other fucking stage.
Dave Grohl and the rest of the band looks like
Kansas.
Kansas, fuck the Doobie Brothers.
Kansas Doobie Brothers.
And their children have been living in a barn and have never showered.
Yeah, it's the Doobie Brothers is great because the guy with the blonde hair but with the dark beard. Like that
drummer?
Yes. That dynamic with the dark beard with the blonde hair. Yes, that is they'll totally Doobie Brothers.
Fucked Kansas. They had crazy illegitimate hillbilly children. Those children were raised in a barn and now live in a trailer and call themselves Foo Fighters. That's what they look like now. Although the sound quality of Foo Fighters, that was the heaviest act, and that's the only rock that we got to see the whole night. Well, listen, dude, Larry Flint singing Great Balls of Fire.
Little Richard. John Fogerty.
And that chimpanzee that we call John Fogerty do not count as rock music.
Well, Foo Fighters,
Well, so that's Foo Fighters was...
Well, you know, Little Richard claims to be the grandfather of rock and roll, right? Because he predates Elvis.
Rock and roll is not rock music. Rock and roll is rock and roll, because there's some rolling involved, right? It's not rock music. Rock music, your guitar's plugged in, somebody's yelling, and the drummer's actually doing something, right? I hate to say this, it's going to be rude. Everyone who's watching is going to be really ostracized here, but rock and roll is what we saw Mr. Creedence and Little Richard play. Rock music involves some skill. Alright. So that's the great wrap up. What else are we missing here?
I think that's it.
Steve Gray had a pretty sexy date. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's a lot of fun. Yeah. Blue Island girl. Like, she's my age. So it's very well possible that if her parents decided to go on the other side of the tracks, she would have went to my grammar school and or junior high.
Wow. And you could have knocked her up sometime in the 80s and 90s and been a famous set designer.
You could have been stuck with a better girl. Seems like a really nice.
Great. Latina Webb, Maxwell's background singer.
Yes, Latina Webb. Maxwell, and she did background singing for a lot. But she was also doing her own background singing, you know, in the crowd next to us. I was like, you got skills. Golden silk sequence dress. Everybody thought she was ultra famous.
You've seen every Grammy and Leslie. You've seen her as background singer performing at the Grammys.
Yes. So. Yeah, a lot of fun.
And I'm trying to figure out what we missed. Oh,